Kathy Shong, director of the Old Independence Regional Museum. And as before we went on the air, she said ruler of all at the museum. She's in the studio with us this morning. Kathy, we've got a great, exciting event over at the museum that's going on right now, an exhibit called Taste of Community. Tell me a little about it.
It all began quite a while ago. Last year, we had another exhibit in from the Smithsonian that was that we were planning on putting together during the pandemic. But then, of course, we had a pandemic, so it only was able to come to us last year, and that was called Voices and Votes. Mm-hmm. The Voices and Votes exhibit was amazing. And after we had a taste of what the Smithsonian could do, we thought it would be really neat if we could see what else the Smithsonian could offer us. And I went online and I found another exhibit that time was running out. They needed an application sent in within the next couple of months with a lot of background to it. And it was to contact these members of your community. Are you going to have any financial support? Are you going to have this? So I reached out to the community and said, would you be willing to help with this exhibit? And by and large, everybody was so excited about it. So I was able to format all of the information. We put it together. I had a lot of help putting the entire paperwork together to submit to the Smithsonian. And we were told that on February the 15th, we would have to submit it. Then March 15th, we would know whether it was one of the six to be chosen. So March 15th came, and March 15 came and went, and we were nothing. We heard nothing, just crickets. And I waited until the next day, and then the week later we had our board of directors meeting, and I said the Smithsonian unfortunately has lost its ability to showcase its exhibit at Old Independence Regional Museum. And then, I kid you not, on April Fool's Day, I received an email from the Smithsonian. They said, congratulations, your submission has been accepted.
And how long did it take you to actually make sure that was legitimate? Because I know being April Fool's Day, you were suspicious.
I did. I scrolled down and I scrolled back up. And my first thought was, it's taken them this long just to look at it and say it was submitted. And then I read a little further and I said, you were selected as one of six. And then I was at home, thank goodness, because I put my computer down and I started screaming. That would not have gone over well at the museum. So I was, the next day I went to work and I was quite hoarse, but we were selected, and I told everybody I knew, and it was just the most amazing feeling. And we had a meeting with the Smithsonian shortly thereafter. They had a series of Zoom meetings with us to make sure that we had everything on track. So when we had our information submitted, it would be submitted at the correct amount of time for us to reach our goal. And they went around and they said, when would you like to open your exhibit? And everybody was giving dates of fall 2024 or the beginning of 2025. And they came to me and I was like, as soon as possible, we're aiming for January 2024. And they went, that's a little compressed. And I went, we can do it. And we did. We were able to pull it off. It was so much work and so much fun, and I learned every step of the way. The way the Smithsonian planned this out is they had everything for us. We could have taken their information, gone to UPS and had it printed and plastered it on the museum, and it would have been the Smithsonian's exhibit. But then they had a little catch. They said, if you'd like, Kathy, you can do some research on this. And I went, oh, yes, I will. So I went around and we were able to find information from just about anywhere I looked. I wanted to know different places here locally that had to do anything with food. And we reached out to Kay Sutherland because that was low-hanging fruit, because Kay is part of our board. And I said, Kay, tell me something about your dad. And so she gave us a lot of information, and we started working on that, and I wrote a little blurb about, and the blurbs are like 100 characters long, not 100 words long, not 100 characters, a paragraph basically. And I wrote that out, and I thought, this is really neat. I wonder what else I can find. And I started looking in our inventory. We have a vast amount of archives. And I went up with my daughter and I would say, come on, we're going to go to Grandma's Attic today. And we'd go up into the museum's archives and we would pull down everything that had to do with food. And we have boxes of things and we'd pull one out. I'd open the lid. I'd hold something up. She would research it and tell me whether it came from the 1940s, because the first thing I wanted to do was create a kitchen that looked very 1940s-ish.
Sure.
And she would pull something out, or I would pull something out. We'd research it, and we'd find out the era it was from, and we'd either put it in, this is great, or we can't use this right now. And we went through our entire inventory, probably found about 50 items. I said, this is really neat. And then I went over and talked to Danny Dozier, and I said, Danny, we're looking for things that have to do with food. What do you think? He said, come on over, because he has basically storage on Main Street. And so we pulled in the back of his area and we're walking through. He said, I have this and I have this. And what do you think of this? And I'm still thinking 1940s mindset. And I'm looking at different items. And then he started talking to my daughter, and the two of them were engaged in a conversation about music, because it is Danny Dozier after all. And I looked over and there's this beautiful cabinet off to my left. And I just took my finger and I started tapping it on the cabinet. And they talked for like 2 minutes as I'm tapping. And finally, Danny turned around and he went, oh, that's my grandma's. Who's your cabinet? Do you want to borrow that? I went, yes, yes, I really do. So I researched it, and son of a gun, if most of your cabinets were not made within the eras of the 1930s and the 1940s.
Exactly. So what about the exhibit itself? What are people going to see as they walk through the halls of the Old Independence Regional Museum?
They are going to see so many artifacts, not only that we had in our mezzanine in storage. They are going to see artifacts that we were able to reach out and either have on loan or somebody gave us outright from a local patron. I contacted Great Bet. Great Bet International is a company that was founded in Malvern, and it is not a huge factory, but it is it has a really cool story, as does everything else I researched. And we contacted them, and I spoke with David Rice, and I said, David, would you be willing to do this? And he said, this sounds amazing. I'd love to do it, but I'm a very busy person. Just keep contacting me. I'm not blowing you off. I'm just busy. And I said, okay. And every so often I'd contact him and he'd say, yeah, I do have to do that. Yeah, I do have. And then finally in October, I said, David, Laura and her husband Eric are going to be down in Malvern and they want to know if you'll have everything ready. And he went, I'll have it ready this afternoon waiting at the back door. And I went, yes. So he presented us with so much of the history of Grape Ed that he loaned us a lot of really cool items. And I had a small section that I was going to dedicate to Great Bet. And then he brought all these things in and I went, I can go big with Great Bet. And so what my initial ideas were when I started this exhibit are not the end ideas at all. It just depended on how much somebody wanted to put into it.
And it's a fantastic exhibit over there because it does showcase so much that's local and here in Arkansas, regional.
Yes, we have one of the big pieces of material that we have is a beautiful milk wagon. And I contacted Betty Barnett about it because her name was originally on a placard of that same milk wagon that she had let us borrow decades ago. And I went, Betty, this is beautiful. Can I use it for the exhibit? And she went, well, I don't have it anymore. And my face fell. And she said, but my niece does. And I went, oh, does she? And so she gave me her niece's contact information. And within a couple of days, I was down there looking at it. And she was not exaggerating. It was in rough shape. And I brought it back to the museum. We had it in storage for a little while. And God bless Danny Dozier. He came back in. And I said, Danny, the milk wagon is here. And he said, where is it? I said, it's downstairs. So he went downstairs with me. And he looked at it and he said, what are you going to do with this? And I said, we have volunteers who come by every so often. We'll probably have one of them hose it off and then we'll have somebody else just do a quick coat of paint on it so we can bring it upstairs. And he took his fingers and lovingly put them on the milk wagon and he went, it would be a shame to ruin this patina. Can I work on it for you? And I went, yes. And it was help like that really brought this together. people in the community just kept coming in. Once they knew that things were going into the exhibit and they could actually physically go in and say, I see what you're doing here. I have something I'd like to add to this. And it is still going on. I have put up a lot of information for Mac Farm Dairy. I've put up a lot of information for for J.K. Sutherland. And I keep having folks coming in and saying, hey, can you use this? Would you like to use this? Can you borrow this? Would you like that? And so it's generated a lot of interest, and a lot of people have come together in our community to make this a really true exhibit for the community.
So if you've been in to see the exhibit already, it may have changed already.
Oh, yes, it definitely has.
Speaking of people seeing the exhibit, when can they come to the Old Independence Regional Museum? What are the days and the hours?
We are open from 9 o'clock until 5 o'clock, Tuesday through Saturday.
Very good. And this exhibit's going to be there for how long?
For 18 months. And the Smithsonian wanted to ensure that nobody was going to be cheated out of seeing the exhibit. They said you are not allowed to either charge extra to see the exhibit or to raise the price of your general admission. People can come in and see a Smithsonian-level exhibit at Old Independence Regional Museum for $5 for an adult, $3 for seniors, $3 for students, and you need to see it. It's really neat.
And we don't talk enough about the Old Independence Regional Museum and how much it really does showcase the history around here. So a lot of folks think when they go to a museum, well, I have to go out of town. But there's one right here in our very own backyard.
And you would not, it's hard on me, but to have people come in and say, I didn't even know this place existed. And it kind of breaks my heart. And that's why I'm trying to reach out to so many people and invite them in, because the more people who know, the more people who will know.
Absolutely. And if you can't tell by listening, Kathy is very passionate about all this. Kathy, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Come back and visit us often and let us know what's happening at the museum.
I certainly will.